his own mind with an intimacy denied to most. His decisiveness comes from trusting his instincts, his confidence from an almost childlike certainty that ultimately everything will turn out right. He is the calm in the eye of the storm. His players look up to him. "I want a team," he once said, "that can stand before a truck." He had just such a team, and his contribution to building it was crucial. Sachin Tendulkar said he is the finest captain he has played under. For Praveen Kumar, the medium pacer who was injured before the World Cup, Dhoni is the Obama of cricket. Dhoni thought he had won the toss in the final but was willing to have it retaken since the match referee didn't hear the call. Under pressure and with the eyes of the world on him, Dhoni made the right gesture. After all, India were the hosts and the Indian captain had to be hospitable. In any case, Dhoni was determined to turn received wisdom on its head. No host team had won the cup. No team had won chasing. No team had won after an opponent had made a century. But before the feast, there was the reckoning. There was the equally cool, equally determined Mahela Jayawardhane, that most elegant of right-handers, standing in the way. In an era of bats that can casually miss it for six and innovations named after the mongoose, Jayawardhane is a throwback to another generation. He is a modern with the heart of a golden age hero. No contemporary bats with such soft hands. This, allied to his quick feet and cricketing intelligence, makes him a modern great. Jayawardhane's 88-ball 103 invited comparison with the century made in the 1996 final by the batsman he is most often bracketed with, Aravinda De Silva. Both men run the gamut from delicate touch to ferocious pulls. Both men are big even performers, reserving their best for the times when the team is in trouble and battling authority in crying need. Both men change gears with startling frequency. Aravinda could be brutal, but that is not a word associated with Jayawardhane, who can destroy bowlers with a smile and a late cut played so late the fielder at third man is already preparing for the next delivery. It is this delicacy of touch, this exquisite sense of timing, this ability to preserve the image of the entire field in his mind's eye and hit into the gaps that makes Jayawardhane special. When he was captain, he urged his players to express their uniqueness. "Our strength is our flair, and we must exploit this," he said. "We should not play like Australia, England or India. We should play like Sri Lanka." It is a philosophy that defines the Sri Lankan cricket team today. At 60 for 2 in the 17th over, the match was India's. Jayawardhane refused to accept that, and before you knew it, he was in his 80s. It was a silent match, the ball hitting the middle of the bat and speeding away as if embarrassed to be seen to be making a fuss. He had saved the best innings of the tournament for the final match. It meant Sri Lanka made 274 and India would have to score more than any other team to win a final. It might have exceeded 300, but for a third outstanding day in the field for the Indians, who throughout the early phase...